Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Down the stretch they come. We're Grant and Danny. This is The Fan. We are at Kraft House in Fairfax, at Fairfax Corner. We're going to be here for a little while longer, but even if you can't get over here tonight, you should stop through at some point if you're in the area.
Rules.
It's absolutely fantastic. Great drink selection, awesome food as well, good vibes. Right in Fairfax Corner, nice location off the highway. The show's brought to you by the law firm Kanuri & Murad. They'll update your last will and testament, set up a revocable trust for you and your family. Schedule a free consultation with their estate planning attorneys today at kmlawyers.com. Tell them that we sent you to get a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. Our guys are fired up. The first person I heard from after the Commanders clinched the playoffs was the group chat with Kondorian Murat.
Like the instant the all-scoring plays are reviewed happened for Ertz.
Right.
the old cellular was gone.
The boys did it. They are jacked
They're in.
Huge DC sports fans, big supporters of ours. All right, let's scout the Dallas Cowboys ahead of Sunday's game. And to help us get some intel on the Cowboys, we've got Calvin Watkins of the Dallas News joining us now. Calvin, thank you for the time in the nation's capital here on Grant and Danny. So let's start with this. How many guys are sitting, no longer playing, that matter for the Cowboys? We know CeeDee Lamb's season is over. Is pretty much everyone else going to keep on chopping wood here in Week 18?
I think Micah Parsons is going to play. He's got 9.5 sacks, and he wants to get to 10 sacks. So he's definitely going to play. The quarterback situation is a little unsettled. Cooper Rush or Trey Lance, they got some issues there. But other than that, most of the people who are not injured or, you know, injured reserve and that kind of thing should participate.
So, Calvin, until last week when Philadelphia just sandblasted this Dallas team, I've been really impressed with a group that had won 4 out of 5 after getting blown out a couple times by that aforementioned Philadelphia team and then Houston back in November. They were playing frisky. They were playing tough. They were playing their best football of the year. And, you know, then maybe the train went off the tracks against Philadelphia. But I've been impressed with kind of the rally under Coach McCarthy and company. I'd love for you to speak to what went on and what changed.
I don't think anything changed. Mike McCarthy has a pretty good culture here. And the players like him. And the players want to keep, they want to play hard. They play hard for him. And the other issue is, because they've had so many injuries, a lot of younger players have stepped up and they're showing their worth in these situations. And, you know, the Cowboys also have 22 unrestricted free agents. So a lot of guys are also playing for the next contract. So the combination of things really that's helped the Cowboys. And also, you got to give a credit to that coaching staff. You know, Mike and, Mike Zimmer and Brian Schottenheimer and, you know, the coordinators and all the position coaches, they've done a nice job of keeping these guys engaged, because we've all been around long enough. We have seen teams that just say, I'm done with it, and, you know, get blown out 35-3 or 42-10 in the last couple of games. And, yes, outside of that Eagles game last weekend in Philly, which was going to be a tough game either way, the Cowboys have been very competitive the last couple of weeks.
So, Calvin, two-parter then, based on that answer. First, is there any reason to believe Mike McCarthy may not be back? And then second, as far as the 22 players, I think you said, that have expiring contracts, does that mean the Cowboys should finally have financial flexibility and cap space to do some things this offseason?
I'll answer the second one first. Stephen Jones has already said they're going to be tight once again against the cap in 2025.
Wow.
Because there's this guy named Micah Parsons who they have to pay $50 billion to, or whatever they're going to pay him, right? So, and they've given high-priced contracts to Dak Prescott and to CeeDee Lamb, which is kind of causing them some issues. You got some dead money that's going to come off the book. It's going to be on the books with Zach Martin, the guy who they gave a raise to 2 years ago. So there were some things they've done in the past that's kind of catching up to them right now. In terms of Mike McCarthy, this Washington game will have no bearing on whether or not Jerry Jones keeps him or not, right? Jerry was on the radio today talking about, you know, the haze in the barn. I already know, you know, kind of, he didn't say I know what I'm going to do, but I've already got my evaluation. I already know what I think of this coaching staff. And so when him and McCarthy meet next week, probably on Wednesday, Thursday, they'll have that discussion. Let's see if they're on the same page.
Calvin Watkins with us here on Grant and Danny breaking down their opponent this weekend, the Dallas Cowboys. Going to this defense, because again, before last week, I've been pretty impressed with what that group had done, kind of week in and week out, limiting some offenses and giving their own offense a chance to thrive. What have you seen from this defense?
They're getting some turnovers. Now, last week they didn't do that against Philly, but going into that game, they had gotten a takeaway probably the last 5 or 6 weeks. And the pass rush has gotten better. They lost Micah Parsons for 4 games. And then once he returned, the pass rush got so much better. It was easier to cover in the secondary because you got a guy like Micah taking on 2 defenders and whatnot. And plus, Mike Zimmer, and he admitted that he was, you know, he regrets not implementing his defense. And he was trying to blend a little bit of what Dan Quinn had last year and his defense. And finally, Zim was like, no, I'm going to do what I do. And that has also helped the defense. So the defense has played pretty good. They've had a lot of injuries. They lost Trayvon Diggs. They lost Eric Kendricks for a game or so. They lost DeMarcus Lawrence for about 8-plus games. So they've had their health issues. As I said, they lost Parsons for about 4 games. But the guys that have kept in place have done a pretty nice job. And as I said, the main thing is they have been creating turnovers,
which is how they hung with Washington the first time around and eventually beat them in that back-and-forth seesaw wild finish down the stretch. Calvin, that brings me to this matchup and a potential revenge game for the Commanders. They want this one for seeding, obviously. Do you think Dallas hangs with them? Do you like them to have enough in this game, even with nothing to play for, to possibly upset Washington? Or do you think this is one of those Week 18 games where the team that needs it more eventually pulls away and handles business?
I think this is one of those games where the team that needs it the most should win it. Like last week with Philly and Washington, Philly and Dallas, Philly needed that win to clinch the division. Then they were trying to get Saquon to 2,000 rushing yards. And despite a slow start by Philly, eventually they took that game over and won it easily. And I expect something similar to happen on Sunday between Washington and Dallas. Now, as you guys know, these division games are always difficult because they know each other. They play each other twice a year and all those kinds of things. Mike knows what DQ is going to do defensively. Same with DQ and Mike and his offense. So it might be close for a little bit, but expect Washington to pull away because they need this game because they can move up to the 6th seed, right? So why not? Why not move up to the 6th seed and get a chance to possibly win a playoff game maybe?
Calvin, what's repeatable from that first matchup where Washington just was so ineffective when they had the football, something we weren't used to seeing for most of that season? It wasn't until late that a busted coverage led to their big play. But, I mean, that to me was, maybe you can go to school on that if you're the Cowboys looking at this matchup. What's kind of repeatable maybe from a Dallas perspective?
I mean, I look at that game as if that game happened in 1948. I mean, you know, the last 5 minutes of that game was so crazy with the special teams blunders. And, you know, I think McLaren, somehow he caught a pass that I thought the Cowboys were intercepted, and he takes it to the house, right? Then the kicker misses the PAT. I mean, that kind of game, the Cowboys are always in some kind of crazy game in Landover, right? So it's like you can't really take what you had in that context because it was so crazy. But the turnovers, as you said, were the biggest difference in that game, in a sense. This game is kind of weird because, you know, the Cowboys, they're just playing out the string, right? They're going to play hard and all those kinds of things, but and ultimately, you know, we're all waiting for Mike McCarthy to see if his job is over with the Cowboys, right? And for Washington, they're trying to play to get to the 6th seed. So what happened about a month ago, I can't even tell you the score of that game. It's almost insignificant, really, to be honest with you. And no one in the Cowboys locker room that we've talked to over the last couple of days mentioned that first game, right? So all their focus has been on, hey, my contract's up, I need a job. you know, I'm hurt, so I'm not playing, right? So that has kind of been the mindset of what's been going on around here.
Calvin Watkins covers the Dallas Cowboys for the Dallas Morning News, helping us scout the team. Just a couple of moments left with him on Grant and Danny ahead of Sunday's matchup in Big D. Right now, the Cowboys would pick 13th overall.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think they'd be targeting? I know it's a long ways out. And I guess it's just another way of asking, what are their biggest needs if they are a little cash-trapped going into the offseason? They try to pay Micah, and then what else do they try to get done?
They need a running back. That's something that they failed to do this past year in the draft. They could use another cornerback. They could use a guard, Zach Martin, the All-Pro. You know, right guard might retire, so you need that. They probably need to upgrade their safeties. While the safeties have not been injured this year, they could probably use a talent lift there. They need a backup quarterback, so that's probably something they'll get in free agency. But in the draft, their needs are a guard, corner, running back. They can use a safety. They can use a defensive tackle. They can use a pass rusher again. So they got some needs here. When you don't make the playoffs, you got problems. And the Cowboys definitely have a lot of problems and a lot of holes to fill.
Yeah, I was going to say, is that all? That's a lot of things you mentioned there.
Oh, you know what? And they need a head coach. They might need a head coach.
Yeah. There you go.
So I'm going to double click on that. I know I asked you about McCarthy earlier. So you really think he could be out?
I mean, what has he done?
Well, I get it, but I mean, they've won 12 games a couple times, and I thought this was his best coaching job. I think the last month was actually impressive.
Are they playing next week?
No.
They are not. Dak Prescott getting hurt kind of puts a damper on things, doesn't it?
Let me tell you something. This past offseason, he asked Jerry Jones, why do you give Mike McCarthy a contract extension, right, this past offseason? Jerry said Green Bay. You know what happened in Green Bay? They lost to a lower seed at home in a wild card round. Got blown out, right? And McCarthy could have got his contract extension then, and he didn't get it. So because he didn't get it then, he was a lame duck all the way through. Excuse me. And he didn't make the playoffs, right, this year. You could blame Jerry for what he didn't do in offseason with the personnel. You could blame, excuse me, all the injuries that the Cowboys had, including losing Dak Prescott. But the Cowboys fought hard. They were in the playoff mix in mid-December. But the reality is you got to judge them over 5 years. You don't judge them for this year. They won 12 games, 3 consecutive years. They got one playoff win. But I ask you again, sir, what has he done? He got hired because he won a Super Bowl in Green Bay. So he was hired by the guy who said, I need you to do that for us. He has not done it. He had 5 years to do it. So I ask you again, what has he done? He has not got to your goals of winning a Super Bowl. He hasn't even gotten you to the conference championship game. So what has he done? In essence, he hasn't really done anything.
It's a great point. I mean, you look at the body of work.
The expectations were.
I hadn't thought of, too, is it's not like he's got a year left, right? I mean, you just mentioned this.
This is it.
Yeah, so
right.
He has to be. Yeah. You'd have to give him another contract, which is not nearly as exciting as just running it back for another year and seeing what happens. Because there's no year. I mean, unless you offered him like a one-year deal, which he's not going to take. I'm not going to give him a 4 or 5 year deal. That's a great point. I hadn't thought about that his contract's actually up. It's not like you're just deciding on whether to fire him or keep him on his deal.
Right, because last year would have been the year when you said, okay, we'll give you a 2-year extension, right? And then you say, okay, then you could have this year that was messed up, and you know that, hey, I got him coming back in 2025, right? But because Jerry had the expectation of him elevating the franchise, not to win the division, not to win 12 games, they could have won 10 games. That he would have got the franchise the NFC Championship game, we're good, right? Jason Garrett was here 9 years and has won one more playoff game than Mike McCarthy in 5 years. And Jason Garrett is beloved by Jerry Jones. So what do you think he's going to do to Mike McCarthy?
Let him walk. Calvin, this is great, buddy. Really appreciate it, man. Have a great weekend.
Hey, you guys have a fantastic weekend. Happy New Year to you guys.
You too, buddy.
You as well. Calvin Watkins covers the Cowboys in Dallas. Great conversation with him, helping us scout the boys. You know, that's one thing I have not thought about every time we've talked about McCarthy's future.
Yeah, it was like a firing or keeping. It's not.
Yeah, it's critical because you're talking about giving him another contract, like you're hiring him to be your coach again. It's going to be another 4-year deal or something. No chance.
No, you wouldn't think that would be the case.
So that could legitimately be an opening for sure. All right, let's get to our player to lock in on going into Sunday's game. Presented by Baldino's Lock and Key, your one-stop shop for auto keys and fobs. Visit baldinos.com.
Give me Zach Ertz, my player to lock in on. We talked about it here briefly a few moments ago. A lot of incentives for a guy that's really one of the heart and souls, one of the veterans, one of the first signings of this new regime, this organization, a guy that was cut and sort of an afterthought in Arizona's most recent stop. He's had a number of big catches and plays for this team, including that game winner that propelled them to the postseason this past week against Atlanta. I expect him to have a very nice ball game to close out the season against Dallas.
I'm thinking similarly to you, different guy though. Dante Fowler has 10.5 sacks. He's one away from tying his career high back in 2019. You know, it would mean a lot to him to get to that total again at 30 years old in a monster breakout season going into a contract year. With every sack, you make another $1 million is kind of what they say about edge rushers, pass rushers in contract years. But what I'm particularly interested in, if he gets one more sack, he makes $375,000.
Wow.
With a contract escalator. So I will say Dante Fowler, I'll lock in on him. Big, big game for him financially and going into the offseason eventually as well. He will be my player to lock in on via Baldino's Lock and Key. Final predictions, Danny, for the Cowboys and the Commanders from Dallas on Sunday.
A little bit uglier than we want it to be. Not a lot of style points here. That weird divisional matchup thing, even though on paper this should be a woodshed-type game, I don't think it will be. Jaden Daniels is the hero. It's a 26-19 Washington win over the hated Cowboys.
I'm going to say 27-13 Washington over Dallas. Two-touchdown win. They struggle in the red zone because they don't get good quarterback play. But Washington gets what they need from Jaden Daniels and this offense. They sit starters in the fourth quarter, and they are on to the playoffs as a 12-win team. Won't next week be fun?
12 wins, dude. Oh,
bring
my God.
Bring that on. Next time you hear from us will be 2 o'clock on Monday. Please enjoy your weekends. Thanks to everybody out here at the Craft House for hanging out. G&D saying so long.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.